This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, May 22nd, 2017. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today, but we have a lot of reports from Alex. We have Roger Stone joining us with an update about the, let's call it the Russian red herring conspiracy theory, the favorite conspiracy theory of the Democrat Party. I'm going to break down as part of this broadcast a little bit about James Comey, who the Democrats hated. Remember, they all cheered and surprised Colbert. Stephen Colbert told him Trump's just fired Comey, and they all started cheering. And he's like, oh, wait a minute. You had to kind of bring them around, get them to realize that, no, it's a bad thing because Trump did it. They liked it before. Before the election, we had stories from Politico, and they were absolutely right that Comey wanted to be another J. Edgar Hoover. It was a J. Edgar wannabe. But now he's their J. Edgar homie because they love everything this guy does because there's a conflict that they've manufactured here between him and Trump. So we're going to talk a bit about that. We're also going to talk about, of course, the trip that is happening right now. Talked about this a little bit on Friday in terms of the fact that the Saudis have most graciously given us $40 billion to use to fix some of our roads out of the $1 trillion that we need to fix our crumbling infrastructure because we've been blowing up the infrastructure of other countries who are enemies of the Saudis. And, of course, you can see that realignment happening right now. Both the Saudis and the Israelis don't like Iran. They're the boogeyman, so now we're realigning to go after Iran. Hey, and I'm not defending Iran. I don't think that Iran is a great regime either. You know, the problem is there's not any good guys over there. But I think this trip really reminds us, if anything, we've got some pretty bad photo ops coming out. And I think when Roger Stone, and he's going to be in the broadcast later today, talking about a secret deposition of somebody, they really are digging, going back, trying to find a CIA employee that goes back to the days of Boris Yeltsin when they were trying to encourage an opening of Russia. But they're really digging. And so Roger Stone is going to break that down for us today. But we're also going to have interviews from Daniel Estulin and others. But when we go back and we look at this, I think a lot of this trip, we saw Henry Kissinger come in and meet with Donald Trump. I think he was telling him, you know, the best way for the president to get out of this is to take a trip. And, of course, where would you go? First place you would want to go is Saudi Arabia. The people who, according to the government's official conspiracy theory of 9/11, were the ones who took down the tower. And they protected them, redacted that information, said you can't sue these guys. And so now we're going over there and we're getting awards from them. It's a very bad photo op. And I think when Roger Stone said, it makes me want to puke when I see Donald Trump bending over and getting an award. And so there's been this back and forth. Did he bow? Did he curtsy? Whatever. But the bottom line is that we are doing whatever they want. You want to talk about NATO and the spending that we're doing on their behalf to defend them? What about the spending that we're doing for Saudi Arabia on their behalf? And, of course, what they're talking about as well is a kind of Arab NATO, where I guess we get screwed even more, just like we do with the regular NATO. That's not bad enough. Now we've got to create an Arab NATO. We've got to create a global center to fight terrorism. And ironically, they're going to do it, I guess, in the center of Saudi Arabia, because that's what the orb photo op that everybody's laughing about. So I think it's a very bad idea unless you want to get people's minds off of the Russian conspiracy theory and point out to them who really influences our elections, the Israelis and the Saudis. They're the real foreign powers behind our elections. So we're going to talk about a little bit of the Saudis today, and we're going to show you a little bit of background on them as well. But we also have Alex Jones is going to be breaking down the Colbert Chobani yogurt parodies that were done at the end of the week, this last week. He dissects that bit by bit. We're going to play that at the bottom of the hour. We're going to have Roger Stone joining us in the third hour. Daniel Estulin is going to be joining us about his latest book on Bilderberg, because that's about to come up again. I'm sorry, not a book, but a movie, a documentary that he's done. And Dr. Jerome Corsi is going to join us from Washington. He is in the White House press briefing room. He is our White House correspondent. He has his credentials. Sorry, Colbert, it really happened. I know you're very upset about that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diet of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Don't be a fool for a smile or a kiss or your bullet might miss. Keep your eye on your goal. There's just one rule that can save you your life. It's a hand on your knife and a devil in your soul.
With InfoWars being under unprecedented attack, assault on free press and the First Amendment, I felt it was crucial to come down here to Austin and strategize with Alex Jones. InfoWars has been the tip of the spear in the Trump revolution, in the rise of a robust and vibrant alternative media. It is now time to devise a strategy to fight back who would strangle our First Amendment rights.
Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone. Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone.
So improve. and they're trying to choke InfoWars and Stone Cold Truth and Breitbart and the time for action is now. We can't let them continue to winnow our numbers down and to continue to block our access to our viewers.
The David Brock-inspired ban on Roger Stone has been broken. It's simple. And you get to a certain point where you're so hot they have to have you. It's about ratings. I'm sure there were many people gnashing their teeth. I'm not in any rush to go back and do them again. You know why? Because I'm reaching so many more people at InfoWars.
Keep your hand on your gun.
All right, Roger Stone has been so busy in New York City, he hasn't even slept. And he flew down here today. He's in Austin, Texas. He'll be with us for a couple days in studio.
Don't you trust him?
Oh, perfect timing. We got 1 minute break. Good to see you, Slick.
How great to be here.
It's crazy. All right. Hey, man, I tell you, I watched Dr. Drew last night. Pretty good.
Yeah, it really was.
But come on. You're a lot cooler. It's like the Patriot defeating evil. You're not really a villain. They're the villains.
Well, they tried to make us a villain, but they tried to make both of us villains. But I think the Patriots see it. They get it.
No, they're the scum. They're the criminals. We're having to be a little bit tough on them. They call that villainy, but we don't roll over their bullshit, right?
Keep your hand on your gun.
Let's just tell Soros, Brock, and all of them, we're beating you. You'll never defeat America. We'll never mount our head on the wall. Roger, join me. America will defeat you. Join me in this. Come on, Roger.
All right.
There you go.
David Brock, this is just for you.
Yeah.
We're having a good time here today.
You'll never defeat America.
Folks, we're getting censored more and more in blocks, so it's up to you. If you want to defeat these people, and I love you to death, I'm not bitching. I'm saying, hey, we're in a war here. Just spread InfoWars.com. Just spread this link as soon as it's not live on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. It's up to you. You can roll over to the censorship, or we can win. We're starting to win. That's why the Jeff Bezos and the guy that calls you all dumb effers, Zuckerberg, are so pissed, because there's still men that still have something between their legs.
If you have a Twitter feed, if you have a Facebook feed, if you're on Instagram, if you're on Snapchat, you're an army of one. Take the best stories off of it.
Realize
and get them out there.
The most powerful forces of globalism are scared. They're spending billions to defeat you. We already beat them once in the election. We're in a total battle. They're doing everything they can to defeat our president. We're going to win if you take action.
People repost my videos, and I've had people say, Cernovich, why do you let people repost your videos, and they monetize the videos on YouTube? And I go, good.
The ultimate political battle for the future of civilization, we're here witnessing.
They have billions, the Googles, the Facebooks, the Yahoos. They have billions to fight us, and we have you.
This is the real war, gentlemen.
And their resources, Google's resources, are unlimited. Unlimited.
But they don't have the people. If the people are with us, no one can stand against.
And the people will be with us as long as we can communicate with them. That's the whole key. You want to win on immigration, you want to win on trade, you want to win on the economy, then you can't be censored.
And finally, we're here. We're fighting. We're delivering. We're doing it. They are destroying me right now, and I feel great. I don't care. I'm going all the way to the end, whatever the cost may be.
But let's be very clear. While they have been destroying the country, they themselves have become very, very rich.
They're parasites.
They think that that's what we're doing. We're not in this for the money. We're in this for the country.
Oh, I know. Well, I'll say this. I hope you take the country back, and everybody's incredibly wealthy, and we've all got spaceships.
Scott. The attack on InfoWars is for cucks, cowards, and fools to see us getting attacked by MSM to think, oh my God, if I'm for freedom, if I'm for America, if I'm for Second Amendment, if I'm for private property, I'll get attacked. The attack only makes me bigger. They're doing it to make you feel like you'll be a loser if you join us in victory. So it's a psyop on you. Do you understand?
Ignore them. And retweet. Right. And retweet the posts from InfoWars and Stone Cold Truth and Breitbart and Daily Caller.
That's
because
right.
The truth will set us free.
There is a cultural war. They want to bully you into submission. The cucks are lined up thinking they'll get some type of power if they just serve the system that doesn't give a damn about them. We're building a better world, an open free market of real choice. History shows it's a fact. Go to North Korea or Venezuela if you don't like it. If you want freedom, if you want Americana, if you want what's really happening, thank God the spirit of America, like a phoenix, rose to the American people through somebody like Donald Trump and Roger Stone. You've got the entire deep state that's hijacked America, panicking that the American people actually elected somebody who's trying to be president.
And that's the thing about Trump. I can't believe he's gotten this much done. But the good news is, I've heard it from my sources. I've heard it from you. I've heard it from Cernovich and all our sources. The word is Trump is looking and taking his gloves off.
They have made the mistake of hitting him too hard. He started his presidency in a conciliatory way. This is a guy who, while he was president-elect, he met with Al Sharpton. He met with Al Gore.
He's a counterpuncher.
He reached out. And what did he get when he put out the olive branch to Hillary and said, oh, maybe we shouldn't prosecute her? Nothing. They went after him hammer and tong. So now he understands the gloves will be off. This is a fight to the finish. I can tell you this. Don't ever push Donald Trump into a corner. You push Donald Trump into a corner and you are going to get a snarling tiger. This guy is a fighter.
Isn't this the archetypal underdog, the lion against a thousand hyenas and wolves? I mean, this is so epic what we're watching. I don't want to give my heart to Trump. I don't. But it's America. It's the striving. It's our enemies attacking him. You know a man by his enemies. The fact is, he really is doing things that are so epic.
He wasn't supposed to be elected. The old media was stacked against him. The new media was stacked against him. He was massively outspent. But the American people rallied to save this country. He is our last, best hope for the survival of the United States and the U.S. Constitution.
It's about this lion surrounded by hyenas. To a lesser level, we're experiencing that. And it's this kinship, knowing the policy, knowing he's doing good. And to see all these slaves of globalism, all these thugs, most people support us, but a large minority doesn't. And it's very amazing to see how they always say F you and then race off with their tail between their legs. It's so sad that someone trying to empower them, they hate them because they love the chains they were born in.
Because they are treasonous vipers who are looking for the most opportune moment to strike.
And our awake audience goes, Alex, why do you talk to the Cubs? Why do you talk to the zombies? Why do you talk to the guys in their mom's basements? Because they're the prodigal sons. Read that parable. I care about them as much as I care about you. You're already awake. We love you even more. I'm with you. We're brothers. We're sisters. But it is the little pathetic cucks that are the victims we've got to reach out to and show they've been lied to.
I want them to be alive and awake. This is such an epic battle. Roger, how can they not see what's happening?
Many Americans, many citizens of the world are poisoned by the mainstream media.
I just don't get how some of the population isn't behind Trump when the entire Republican leadership, the Democratic leadership, the globalists, the foreign governments, the Pope, the communist Chinese, the EU are all against him. Meanwhile, he's trying to turn the economy back on. Meanwhile, he's delivering sovereignty. Meanwhile, he killed TPP. Meanwhile, he's chilling the IRS, persecuting Christians.
Put a solid conservative on the U.S. Supreme Court, the first president to appoint a justice in the first 100 days since 1888. So he's keeping faith with the American people on what he said he would do, despite the best efforts of the Washington establishment to undo it.
And it just shows the best laid plans of mice and men ought to go astray. The elite believe they're invincible, and here comes this reality TV, real estate, golf course mogul destroying them, and then throwing huge mountains of prosperity on even the elite, not just the public, and they absolutely hate him for it. And so it's just very paradoxical to watch him with very good policies, very well thought out programs, getting more done than any president in my lifetime in the first 100 days, and they say a failure. Just you look at the Washington Post, New York Times, Washington Post is even worse. It is a fountain of vomit. Two cars drive by and go, F you Alex Jones, F you Roger Stone. We're showing we're having an effect. People in cars driving by in the dark know who we are. I mean, good God. So.
We revel in it. Go ahead.
We revel in it. So then we're walking over and I hear my voice. There's a guy on the phone listening to the show while he's waiting for his rideshare. And we talked to him, took photos with him. Then we go over and the two valets come over with our cars. We weren't staying there. We were dinner there. And their listeners. I'm driving home. I turn the talk radio on. They're talking about Roger Bell's show that day. I get home. The station's written an article. The point is that we're changing history.
They come out every day saying our president's a traitor because globalists have hijacked this country and they're running into the ground. And all the multinational interests that piss on this nation want to sit here and attack people to stand up for it and are returning power to Washington and to the states and the people. That's happening and the elites are panicking. The TPP, where multinationals would run all of our major business and control our country, it's gone. He did that. day three in the White House. $3+ trillion is in the stock market. $300 billion already in new jobs. 500,000 new jobs on top of that. And they can't stand it. You have the president surrounded by enemies in Congress, by both parties, and by people leaking everything he's supposedly doing to sabotage restoring this republic. You've got cowards literally telling us that his grandfather fought the Nazis in his little script thinking we're the Nazi party here. Oh, no, no, now we're the Germans. See how this works? Well, this is America, dumbass. We're doing real good. We're kicking ass. My audience has doubled since I met this guy, and it was already gigantic. We're the winners, dumbass.
The usual understatement by Alex Jones. This is a major media thrust, an attack on the president to further destabilize him.
The president is burned up over the false narrative that the Russians helped him win the election. This makes him angry, and Alex, it should, because it's a lie. It's a distortion. It's a fantasy of the left.
That's the biggest load of horse manure on the planet. I mean, it is complete abject bull.
Well, and this hearing with the...
they don't ever let us testify, do they?
Isn't that amazing that they don't... They keep saying, we want these guys to testify. In fact, Chairman Burr said he'll subpoena anybody who refuses.
Why don't we go to D.C.?
All right, that report's going to be up on Alex Jones' channel. You'll be able to see it shortly. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I got hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 5757. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dateline, October 8, 2013. Tiffany Jenks is shot to death. A sinister murder in Oregon that is still unsolved and shrouded in mystery. Yet no one seems to care. Are the Oregon police covering something up? Are Illuminati and the New World Order involved? Who really killed Tiffany Jenks? A story waiting to be told. A story that will not go away. Read all about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder. Spelled T-I-F-F-A-N-Y-J-E-N-K-S murder.com. TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Monday, May 22nd, 2017. Donald Trump is out of the country. He's been over the weekend, as you've seen, I'm sure. Many reports, many pictures of him in Saudi Arabia. Today he is in Israel. Getting away from the problems here, leaving this baggage behind of the Russian conspiracy theory that the Democrats keep selling. I've got some interesting news, and we may have some breaking news tomorrow from Kim.com. Of course, over the weekend, he said that he knew Seth Rich, that he had proof that Seth Rich was the one who gave this information to people. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Julian Assange and J. Edgar Homey, the guy who's now the favorite person of the Democrats after they hated him through the election. Everybody in Washington wanted to hate him. He was just like J. Edgar Hoover. He had political enemies everywhere because he was setting up the same type of structure to get dirt, to blackmail individuals, and now we see this happening. Donald Trump basically, I think, called him on this, and then he said, well, I wrote myself a special secret memo 2 months prior to testifying before Congress that nobody tried to influence me politically. I wrote this secret memo to myself. Nobody else saw it. I didn't go to the attorney general and tell him that I was concerned, that I was getting pressure from the president. He didn't tell anybody. He didn't record it with anybody. He just had this memo. So the question is, did he commit perjury when he said that there was no influencing of him, or did he just make this memo up to get back at Donald Trump? I don't know, but we're going to talk a little bit about the background of Comey. We're going to talk about what may be coming up with the Seth Rich issue. And, of course, we had the private detective recant that. I thought it was kind of interesting because when he first came out, he was very specific about the number of emails that he said an FBI informant had told him were on these servers. It wasn't like, oh, yeah, there's like 40,000 emails and 17,000 attachments. It was a very specific number. It was like, I don't remember what the number was off the top of my head, but it's like 44,123 emails, and there's 17,063 attachments or something like that. It's very specific to one particular, a very specific number. So that was recanted, and now Kim.com has said, no, I have evidence. I can tell you that this is what's coming out. Now, we're also going to talk about what is going on in terms of the background here. There's been a lot of bad photo ops, I think, in this trip. I think it was a bad idea to go to Saudi Arabia, and we'll tell you why here. I think it was a bad idea to give them this arms deal, and I'll tell you why coming up later in the program. But when we look at the stuff that people are focusing on, the fact that they had this orb, and they're all standing there holding this orb with their hands on it, looks like they're trying to do a seance or using a palantir, and everybody's having a lot of fun with that picture because they look pretty bad when they're lit from the bottom. It makes them look kind of sinister. But what nobody is paying attention to is that that was all part of a ceremony about setting up a global organization, a global, there you are, there's the pictures of them. they're looking at that. Not a good photo op. And I think he's not being very well served by the people who planned this trip and the people who did not get him away from bad photo ops. That's not the worst thing that happened on this trip. I mean, standing around with a sword, jumping around and dancing like Rex Tillerson and Wilbur Ross did, and Donald Trump to some degree with swords and a sword dance with the Saudis. This is not a Boy Scout jamboree. People need to explain that to Rex Tillerson. And this is not a good photo op when you've got so many pictures of people dressed exactly the same way, waving their swords around, and then cutting off the heads of women who are shrouded head to toe, screaming. And we're going to talk about that and show that a little bit later on. I hope that, when they take these swords for the for the photo op opportunities that they've wiped the blood off of them. You know, the problem is when you shake hands with people like that, sometimes you get blood on your hands. And we may wind up with blood on our hands in terms of this big arms deal. But, of course, Jared Kushner was at the center of that, giving them a discount on that. We talked about that on Friday. Mike Pence was at Notre Dame this weekend, and there were students that walked out. And I thought it was kind of interesting the way this was reported. They say, you know, dozens of students walked out. Well, there was over 2,000 people there in terms of the graduating class and classmates there. So they had dozens out of 2,000 walk out. They said, and this is what Pence had said in his speech to them. He said, far too many campuses across America have become characterized by speech codes, safe zones, tone policing, administration-sanctioned political correctness, all of which amounts to nothing less than the suppression of freedom of speech. And that's precisely what these people demonstrated as they walked out, that is what they've been learning over the last 4 years. An interesting thing about it was they were protesting attempts to ban travelers from Muslim countries that we think are dangerous enough that Barack Obama went to war with them. And then these same people are wearing symbols of gay pride. Can they understand the cognitive dissonance of supporting these radical Muslims and then wearing gay pride pins? I don't think they can. Stay with us.
We're on
the
march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that Spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is Spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We have a packed show today. We're going to be talking to Daniel Estulin. He's done a movie on Bilderberg called, interestingly enough, Bilderberg the movie, and he's going to be talking to us later in the show. We also have Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's going to be joining us. He's our Washington correspondent, and recently he put up an article on InfoWars, Defeating the Deep State Coup d'etat, Counterintelligence Step Number 2, Silence the Mainstream Media. Well, part of that is getting into the White House press corps, which Dr. Corsi now has his credentials. He'll be calling us and giving us a report today, and we'll be hearing from Roger Stone. There's more breaking news now about the Russian conspiracy theory that is still being put together by the mainstream media. So Roger Stone will be joining us as well. We've got a report, a reply to Stephen Colbert and his attacks on Alex Jones, particularly the ones, the latest one that he talked about, Chobani Yogurt. The settlement, Alex Jones is going to be breaking that down. I'm going to go to that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, if you want to stand with us, if you want to help us to defeat the mainstream media, to have news broadcasts and reports from across the country following these stories as they break, take a look at some of the new products that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. And, of course, we've just added a new product. This is an introductory run. It's first time, so it's limited quantity. It's going to end pretty soon. But right now, because it's an introductory run, you can get it at 25% off retail pricing. This is Z-Shield Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support Formula. We've seen many articles, especially in the last week, talking about how many water supplies throughout the country are filled with toxins, and that's not where it stops. It gets into our food supply as well. Even the EPA has admitted. There's more than 800 million pounds of pesticide dumped in the U.S. every year. 80% of these pesticides are used on crops, and they get into your water supply. So you're, whatever you eat, whatever you drink, you're getting residual runoff from this stuff. So we put together a team of doctors, PhD, herbalists, chemists that have spent years testing and developing the proprietary technology used to produce Z-Shield. It's got things that are organic, known to help to support the body in the fight against toxic metals, chemicals, things like cilantro, milk thistle, super concentrated zeolites. And so this is going to sell out pretty quickly. Right now, it's an introductory price at 25% off retail. Also, we have a T-shirt, I voted for Donald, not Ivanka Trump. And this is very important to take a look at. We got to get this message out. When we look at what's going on in terms of the arms deal that was put together by Kushner, in terms of other things that are happening, the pushback that we're seeing from his advisors, especially the pushback that he's getting from within his family. It's not necessarily the best thing. I know he needs people that he can trust, but these people are not with the agenda that Donald Trump has. It's very clear. So we have a T-shirt. If you want to get that message out, you can get that at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, take a look at Z-Shield Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support Formula. Let me play the report for you from Alex. This is his reply to Stephen Colbert's propaganda attack. That's the They're using the comedians now because their narrative is so laughable. But here's his reply to Stephen Colbert.
Gentlemen, it is Saturday, May 20th, 2017. I'm Alex Jones, your host, in here on my day off, my one day off, because I've got to respond to the incredible defamation, slander, disinformation, racketeering, fraud. I don't know what you call it when it's this organized. But my lawyers, some of the best in the country in New York and L.A., you name it, say it is unprecedented, and we're all looking at it in live time. First off, I've already 2 days ago put Chobani on notice that they are now not to destroy any documents. They have a notice of breach of settlement and litigation hold. Now, again, these are confidential communications. I can't show these to you. I have the settlement agreement here as well. Let's just say this. What Stephen Colbert said last night on CBS is absolute complete lies and disinformation, and is something directly out of bizarro world. Remember, that means things are backwards there. And now my lawyers have told me, because they did breach this, and we have the evidence that they breached the confidential settlement, which they asked for, we're going to be able to bring all this out regardless. But we have demand letters in right now that they stop damaging us and release the settlement. That is the opposite of what Stephen Colbert says, because I told you I would fight, and we did. We tried to give folks some face-saving things. That didn't work. So now, like the mud flaps on the back of an 18-wheeler with Yosemite Sam, double barrels up, back off. So let's go ahead and get into the Stephen Colbert disinformation of last night from CBS. Then I'm going to come back and go over exactly what's happening with Chobani and their board of directors. And we just don't have our lawyers' intel. We also have intel from folks that have been in some of these meetings. We know exactly what's going on. In fact, it's what I told my lawyers weeks ago I thought was going on, and now they've confirmed, yes, it's what you thought. A giant publicity stunt, supposedly riding on my back and using the courts, misusing the courts for that stunt. That's what is beginning to come into view. We hope that's not the case. But again, we strongly call for Chobani, their board of directors, to release the settlement. Of course, you won't be hearing Colbert talk about that. Mr. Fake News Colbert, who takes what I do out of context and then lies to his viewers. But right now, let's go ahead and go through the greatest piece of disinfo ever by the actor Stephen Colbert last night. Let's go ahead and show the kickoff of the disinformation.
Anyway, he is a terrible person who lies for a living. And for the first time this week, Jones has had to answer for one of his mad ramblings because he just settled a defamation lawsuit filed against him by Greek yogurt manufacturer Chobani.
Colbert, you say that I'm a horrible person that lies to people for a living because in my 21 years plus on air, I've done three retractions when major newspapers do them every single day. And this coming from a actor that poses as a news reporter so that you can engage in fraud and deceive your viewers and make them believe you're putting out real news. And then you mix the two together.
Against him by Greek yogurt manufacturer Chobani, which explains their new flavor, cash on the bottom.
Oh, and your writers, all 20 of them are so smart. You read off a teleprompter, cash on the bottom flavor. Oh, my goodness. No, this is another famous Stephen Colbert flavor of BS, on the bottom.
Chobani sued his ass and his company InfoWars for spreading the false story that they imported migrant rapists and spread tuberculosis. That's ridiculous. That's Yoplait's game.
Look, I'm not out to get Chobani, Mr. Colbert. In fact, several of my children actually like it. I don't like it. I think it's too thick. But let's get serious here. Even the claim that it's Greek yogurt isn't true, and they've been forced to call it Greek-like. Colbert goes on to say that out of my mouth, my manly mouth, I have said that they're importing rapist and tuberculosis when all we did was tweet out somebody else's news article. Again, disinformation after disinformation. But then the big one. He says, listen, it's not Chobani doing that. Everybody knows it's Yoplait that's doing that. So according to his rules, where nobody's allowed to have any satire, that's serious. And Stephen Colbert is saying that Yoplait is bringing in rapist and tuberculosis. So what he claimed I did, but he doesn't have any video of it because I didn't, he is now more guilty than I am of defamation. That's Stephen B.S. Colbert for you.
Imported migrant rapists and spread tuberculosis. That's ridiculous.
That's Yoplait's game.
But it's okay that you're putting words in my mouth and then taking those words and using it against Yoplait for no reason and still acting like it's my fault. Because, again, you're Stephen Colbert. You get to make cock holster jokes about the president. You get to make lesbian jokes. And then claim in a monologue of this character you created based on me, Tuck Buford, that I'm against lesbians.
Matt, brain fighters, is how the lesbian conspiracy has maintained its vice grip on our nation's chia seed supply, all right? It's how they reproduce, okay? It's their demon seed.
The actor Stephen Colbert then claims that the other actor, character Tuck Buford, was ordered by a court to engage in this retraction or clarification, when again, it was a private agreement by law that is now bound by the court, and Chobani asked for it to be secret. We didn't, because we are very happy with what happened in the settlement. Very, very happy. And we're happy for Chobani to save face. We're very happy for everybody. But see, now we can't do that because we understand this is a publicity stunt by somebody. Is it CBS? Is it Colbert? who is it to drag us through the mud as fake news and to put quotes out there that we didn't say and then to claim we made all these monetary settlements and things to induce others to believe we got a big target painted on our ass to be sued. And that's not how this works. And everybody's going to find out next week because folks are already on notice.
But you know what I got to say, I feel for Alex Jones. I understand what he's going through because recently, under threat of lawsuit, my right-wing satirical character, Tuck Buckford, also had to apologize for some slanderous claims he made. And I believe we have the court-ordered video.
But let me be clear to the writers at CBS and the teleprompters and Stephen Colbert and Tuck Buckford. We weren't forced by a court to do a clarification. We did it because it was the right thing to do. When we don't get something completely right or we tweet somebody else's story, that's what happened. We then go and correct it. That's what newspapers do every day when they retract or clarify. But you wouldn't need to know about that as an actor and a comedian posing as a journalist, would you, that edits videos of mine to where they deceive people?
Now, a sincere forced apology. During the period of my entire career, certain statements were made on the Brain Fight Twitter feed, YouTube page, company Skywriter, and also for my enormous man mouth with his man words. And I am now legally required to understand those words to be wrong. So I will now offer the issue of the following corrections.
Now, I've noticed a theme by late-night comedians, journalists, you name it, when they're attacking InfoWars. They really get upset. In the old days, we talked about the private Federal Reserve being private or talked about a global corporate government being set up. But now they lost that fight. Now that's admitted to exist. The whole world's waking up. So they don't attack me on things like that now because it's admitted to be true. That just adds to our credibility. The big thing they're afraid of now is genetic engineering, attacks on the two sexes, and chemical and biological manipulation of the process of reproduction, population control. And then he spends the rest of his diatribe having Tuck Buckford retract satirical elements of things I've really broken down.
I regret that I mischaracterized Virgin Airlines. I do know now that they do not use their planes to spray clouds of Viagra onto our nation's playgrounds to incite an anti-government revolution of unstoppable middle school sex warriors.
So this combines two elements. There is massive geoengineering going on by many governments to control our weather. That's mainstream news. And there is also chemical manipulation of the sexes to reduce fertility. That's been admitted. There it is, the Smithsonian. Airplane contrails may be creating artificial geoengineering. Dissipating haze from plane exhaust. See, now they're not saying ice crystals. We always said it's the exhaust. Bingo. Alters how sunlight reaches the earth and may be unintentionally affecting our climate. No, I have the federal government's patents, and in 1992, there was a science prize won, a Nobel laureate, with a plan to add three compounds to jet fuel, kerosene basically, and have it aerosolized through the jet engine to create the nuclei particula to darken the earth. And since 1993, when it went global in a secret Department of Energy program, the earth has gone from 8% darker, 15% darker, 20, 25. The last NASA scan is the Earth is 31% darker.
My bad. In addition, I have learned that fruit by the foot is not made out of reptilian skin shed by George Soros.
And then, of course, how do you get people to laugh and celebrate someone that's an admitted Nazi collaborator that's crashed the currencies of more than a dozen countries and admits that they are totally sociopathic?
In the last 2 years, you've been blamed for financial collapse of Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, Japan, and Russia.
All of the above.
Yeah. I think that I've been blamed for everything. I am basically there to make money. I cannot and do not look at the social consequences of what I do.
You make jokes about how they're a reptile and how their skin is delicious and how wonderful George Soros is. Again, this is true propaganda placement, training the American people to love hardcore war criminals.
While hundreds of thousands of Hungarian Jews were being shipped off to the death camps, George Soros accompanied his phony godfather on his appointed rounds, confiscating property from the Jews.
You're a Hungarian Jew who escaped the Holocaust by posing as a Christian.
Right.
Lots of people get shipped off to the death camps.
Right. I was 14 years old. And I would say that that's when my character was made.
In what way?
That one should think ahead, one should understand and anticipate events, and one is threatened. It was a tremendous threat of evil. I mean, it was a very personal experience of evil.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all. Maybe as a child you don't see the connection, but it created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt.
No.
But I stand by the idea that George Soros' skin would be a delicious and nutritious treat.
But then they go on to talk about potato chips and the lining and the packaging of those. Reducing basically male virility. And that's what all the studies show. Not just humans, but other species of animal are having their reproduction brought way down. Bisphenol A and other chemicals are emasculating men and causing massive increases in breast cancer in women. All of this is in thousands of studies and is not even debated now. But what is Stephen Colbert and his writers doing making a joke out of this? It's not just this one show. He does it almost every time, and so does every other major detractor, because the corporatists do not want people looking at this and how our biological development has been captured and is being manipulated. This is the big enchilada.
I also see now, for the first time, that Wise is not coating the inside of its potato chip bags with an emasculating chemical polymer in an attempt to reduce our genitals into hairless mounds easily controlled by psychic Huma Abedin. Nice try, Huma.
Then there's a weird thing about Huma Abedin wanting to shrivel.
All right, and you can see the rest of that report where Alex breaks down point by point. You can see that on the Alex Jones YouTube channel. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Going to be interviewing in the next hour Daniel Estulin, longtime Bilderberg reporter. He's going to be talking to us about his new movie, Bilderberg, the movie, breaking down what is behind. It's been one of the key globalist organizations. They get together at Davos and they talk about what they want to do as globalists. They're very public about what they do there. They invite the press. They do a lot of display and everything. Then they go to Bilderberg where they really do the business. We were covering it in Copenhagen. My wife got pictures of a Ball, who was one of the he was a leading opposition. He was actually the shadow chancellor of the Exchequer at the time, and he was coming in through one of the side gates, and they were asking him for his ID, and he's going through all of his jacket. He can't find his ID, and he goes, "Well, I think it's in my bag." And he had just like, you know, rolling on a piece of luggage, and when he opens it up, nothing but papers, no clothes, all these papers come flying out of there. And he was very embarrassed, and she got it all on tape. And, you know, he lost that next election. He was one of the leading opposition politicians. But they just want to say it's just a friendly meeting. We're just getting together with people, and we want to be able to talk freely, so we don't want any press there. But they're doing some serious business. He had a suitcase full of paperwork. Now, he's not going to put it on his phone. He's not going to put it on his laptop because that's not secure, and they know that. And so we're going to be talking to Daniel Estulin about his movie Bilderberg. About Bilderberg, we're also going to be talking to Jerome Corsi. He has gotten his press credentials to be a White House correspondent. He's going to be talking to us, and of course, his recent article, "Defeating the State, the Deep State's Coup d'État: Counterintelligence Step Number Two: Silencing the Mainstream Media." You have to have another source of information to push back against that. And that's what we're trying to do at this point. So Jerome Corsi is going to be talking to us from Washington. He's going to be coming in. And then we also have Roger Stone joining us to talk about the most recent developments in the conspiracy theories that are being pushed by the Democrats in terms of the Russians trying to hack our elections. As I pointed out, this trip should illustrate everyone who the real foreign powers are who are controlling our election. It's really Saudi Arabia and Israel where Donald Trump is today. But also, there was some breaking news about this Russian investigation. Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has declined a Senate subpoena. I'm sure that Roger Stone won't talk about that as well. He has invoked the Fifth Amendment. He had talked to them earlier and said, if you want to give me an immunity deal, I will talk to you. I'm sure that he understands that they're out to get him on trumped-up charges, and they will then try to take those charges and impeach the president. But he has now declined to answer the subpoena. He has invoked the Fifth Amendment. Of course, people didn't really talk about that when Susan Rice said she wasn't going to speak. That really wasn't much news. But you're going to see a lot of news, a lot of people talking about the fact that Flynn doesn't want to talk to them, even though they pretty much ignore the fact that Susan Rice ignored that. One of the things that you could do to support us would be to take a look at the products that we have. And a couple of new products that we have. I Voted for Donald, Not Ivanka shirt. That's a t-shirt that we have up at InfoWarsStore.com right now, as well as a new product that we put out Z-Shield Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support Formula. That's 25% off retail. This is our introductory pricing at InfoWarsLife.com. It's going to run out pretty soon because we did this as a limited first-time run to try to measure demand out there. And, you know, that's one of the things we offer people is if you want to sign up for auto ship on products that you try and you like, you can get 10% off of everything that you sign up for with auto ship. And if you have an order as part of your auto ship that is $50 or more, you get that with free shipping. So that's one way that helps us to know what our demand is, as well as to give you savings. It's a win-win situation, or as Alex Jones says, a 360 win. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.